Well, it's been an honor to be with you today. And I hope you've been blessed. More than that, I hope you've been challenged. Because I don't want to leave here with accolades. You know, what I want to leave with is knowing that you have a little better picture of what God wants for your heart. A little better picture of what He wants for your life. A little better picture of what He wants for your church. I want you to know that God is always towards you, right? He is for you. If God is for us, who can be against us? You are the treasure of a king. Learn to embrace that. You're the treasure of a king. Now, as we want to finish up, I want to give you an opportunity to allow Jesus to maybe bring some healing. I've taken my PowerPoint down, but you have the structure of healing, you know, dysfunctional behavior, emotional upheaval, lies and wounds. We're going to work on the lies. I'm going to give God a chance to speak into lies that you may have been believing about yourself, about God, about others. What we're going to do has transformed many, many, many people. It's given them a start that they may not have had otherwise. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to have prayer, and then I'm going to invite you to begin a process. So each of you should have a body outline that's the same as your gender. So if you're a guy, you should have a guy. If you're a girl, you should have a girl. And then you should have a red pen, a blue pen, and a black pen. Or a green pen. A red pen, a green pen, and a blue pen. So with that, would you just close your eyes and I'll have a word of prayer. And I'm just going to say this before I do this. I just encourage you to open your heart to Jesus and let Him do something in you. You know, as we've gone through the day, I know that some of you have not participated in various things. It's okay. Doesn't offend or hurt me. But, you know, I believe that Jesus wants to do something for you. And the only way that happens is if you do it. Father in heaven, thank you so much that as Romans says, there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, you are here today. You are here to guide us into truth. So I'm asking, Lord, for your covering in the strong name of Jesus. We silence the voice of the enemy, and I declare right now victory in Christ. Send angels to walk among us. I'm going to invite you once again, take a deep breath or two. And if you wish, you can go to that safe place you were in earlier. To rest for a moment with Jesus. Hear His words, I will never leave or forsake you. What I'd like you to do now is I want you to take your blue pen. And what I want you to do is I want you to write on the body lies that others have spoken into you. So those moments when people have said things to you, you're an idiot, you're worthless, you'll never amount to anything. The lies that others have spoken into you. And if those lies pertain to a particular part of the body, write it on that part of the body. if it pertains to your mind, if it pertains to your hands or sexual organs or your feet, just write the lie on the body. Don't write it outside of it. Write it on the body in the area that the lie pertains to, if it does. This is what others have said to you. We're going to go to the what you've said to yourself in negative tones. And sometimes it's not words. Sometimes it's actions. Sometimes their actions make you feel, I'm unwanted. Sometimes their actions make you feel, I'm unworthy. Those are lies. So just write the lies that others have spoken or infused into you. Ask Jesus to help you. Encourage you to write it on the body, not outside of it. As you engage this process, it may bring up memories. Let the memories come. The memories that are associated with those lies may rise. Just let them come.
What if you find yourself to be the biggest liar?
That we're going to come into that. These lies are costly. If you feel emotion, let the emotions come up and out. It's okay. Don't force anything. You don't have to create something that's not there. You can ask Jesus, though, to help you just reflect back. Were there moments in school, moments in your family, where you were made to feel anawim, where you were made to feel less than? Or if you were made to feel like a throwaway. Again, just ask Jesus to help you. Say, Lord, is there something here that I need to know? Just going to let you keep writing. If you come to the end and you don't have anything, just sit quietly, talk to Jesus. As you write, again, emotions may come. You remember the memories. You can just sit with them. And what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to circle the lie that's been the most problematic for you. Circle the lie that has had the greatest impact on your life. Just one for now, yes. Circle the one lie that's had the greatest impact. Now I want you to just lay your finger on it, or your thumb. Just put your thumb on that, or your finger. I just want you to press into it. Press into it. I want you to consider all that that lie has cost you. What has believing that lie cost you in terms of relationships, in terms of fulfillment, in terms of joy? What does it cost you? Lay your finger on that lie and press into it. Feel the weight of it, the pain of it. And now what I'd like you to do is take your green pen. And I want you to write the lies that you speak to yourself. When you say, I'm a piece of garbage. I am worthless. I'm unworthy. What are the lies that you speak to yourself? Again, write them inside the body and as far as possible, if they're attached to a certain part of the body, write it there. If they're associated with lies others have spoken to you, that's okay. Write it right beneath it or above it or on top of it. Just write them down, the lies you speak into yourself. That lie is so costly. Again, allow memories to rise. Remember, Jesus is with you. He's toward you. He will never forsake you. can't think of anything, just be silent. Just be with Jesus. Ask him for help. Many are still writing, so we're going to wait a few more moments. Now, what I'd like you to have you do is I want you to, as we did before, I want you to circle the lie that's been the most problematic. Identify it. Ask God to point it out for you. And then circle that lie. And now, if you would, put your finger on that one. Press into it, and I want you to just consider all that lie has cost you. The pain, the energy, the struggle, the lost relationships, the marital struggles, the family struggles, the work struggles, the church struggles. What is believing that cost you? Now take your finger off. And I want you to just look at the outline. And my question, have you had enough of that? Have you had enough of that? And if so, let's place this now on the cross of Christ. And so what I want you to do is take your red pen. And I want you to just draw a red cross right over the body, right down through the middle and right over, down through the middle and then across through the body. And right now, I'm going to ask Jesus to speak truth into you. So Lord, I'm just praying you'll come into this moment and you will speak the truth of what you believe about these men and women. I pray, I renounce in the strong name of Jesus these lies, I send them to the cross, and I ask you, Lord, to speak truth. Now listen to what he says. He has a truth for every lie he wants to speak into you. Write them down, write them in bold red letters right over every lie. Write the truth that he speaks into your heart. Lord Jesus, I'm asking you to speak. I'm asking you to bring freedom. I'm asking you, Lord, to overcome the power of these lies. Cause the weight of these lies to fall away. As you speak truth, Father, may the truth lift the burden. Trust God to lead you to the truth you need to hear. If you need it, you can use your card, the I Am card. Jesus, thank you for bringing freedom. Thank you for bringing truth. Thank you for bringing hope. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm praying you'll overcome the power of these lies. Holy Spirit, come. You can write the truth right over the lie. Thank you, Jesus, for being present. Thank you for being powerful. Can you call out a truth He's spoken to you? You're loved? Amen. What else? You can overcome all things through Christ. Is that good news?
Yeah.
Amen. What else? I can do things in His strength. Good news. What else? You're forgiven. Is that good news to you, my friend? Amen, John. Is that good news?
Yeah.
Yeah, amen. Anybody else?
You're not lesser than.
Oh, you're not lesser than. Cool. Anybody else? What's a truth Jesus spoke to you?
You're my image.
Which means you're good. Oh, God, it's not my fault. God will heal all my brokenness. It's not what? My fault. It's not your fault, sister. Isn't that good news? Yeah. Good news. Anybody else? Yes. I am accepted in the Beloved. Amen. I'm worthy. Awesome. Well, Lord God, I just want to seal this time up. I want to seal it up in the name of Jesus. I pray that Your Spirit will continue to bless these men and women, that they will continue to grow in Christ Jesus, that they will continue to embrace the wholeness they have in Jesus. I pray that they'll become more and more aware of the Shekinah glory of God that lives within, and that out of that place they may live lives of joy and hope and truth and blessing. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. In the name of Jesus, amen. It's been a long day, and you are tired, and so am I. I've put my email up here. If you feel the need to reach out to me, you can reach me there. Happy to support you in your journey with Jesus as much as I can from a distance. Want to say thank you. Thanks for letting me hang with you today. And God's blessings on the rest of your week.
Let's thank John. You're sticking around for the rest of the evening, right?
We'll see.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to pray for supper right now. They're waiting for you in there. They're ready for you, so let's have prayer. Father God, Lord, we thank You for today. We thank You for the message that You gave Your servant John. And right now we ask You, Lord, to please be with us as we fellowship together. And Lord, bless the food and may it nourish and strengthen our bodies. And please bless Pastor John and the ministry he does throughout Pennsylvania Conference right now. In Jesus' name, amen.